This is the RFD Livestock Report. I'm Rita Frazier. A good start on a family farm and 4-H and livestock exhibiting has led Andrew Bagley down a great career path to where he is today. We'll wrap up our conversation with Andrew today as he is co-owner of a business in Edwardsville and still farming in Macoupin County. Farm, everything you've done, it seems like, has prepared you for this moment in your life.
Yeah, and it's interesting how it all just kind of fell together. You know, like you said, we started in 4-H showing steers when we were 9, 10 years old. That evolved into a purebred Angus business, into my love for animals and a degree in animal science from the University of Illinois. While I was there, I had the opportunity to be parts of the meats and livestock judging teams. Spent some time in a packing plant in Nebraska as an intern, then went to work for, IBP Tyson at the time, selling boxed beef, came home to the farm, have been producing cattle ever since then, had an opportunity a few years ago to get into the meat business, which I've always had a passion for. It's odd how one step led to another and everything has just kind of fallen in line and here we are today. So I'm selling retail meat cuts at a store in Edwardsville.
We're talking with Andrew Bagley. He is a Macoupin County farmer, lifetime in Macoupin County, now a business owner. And he and his brother Adam, who we'll talk about here in a moment, and their families have Bagley Farms Meat Market. Being in partnership with your brother and now looking to open a new facility, how exciting is that?
Yeah, exciting. One word, nerve-wracking, you know, that kind of stuff. There's lots of ways to describe the emotions that go along with opening a new building, for sure. We'll have our own standalone brick-and-mortar building. We're getting out of the strip mall that we're currently in, where we're kind of tucked in a corner. Don't have the best visibility and accessibility. Parking's a struggle sometimes. So we knew we needed to get somewhere where we have some more exposure. So we looked at some different options as far as still staying in the Edwardsville area. We're just going to be a quarter mile down the road, right on 157, State Highway 157, and we'll move from 2,000 cars a day going by to about 20,000 cars a day. We're going to expand the facility a little bit as far as inventory as well. We're going to carry fresh produce, vegetables, and fruit. We're going to include a bakery. Going to stay away from the cakes, cupcakes, things like that. There's a lot of that, but my mom is a fantastic baker, as anybody that's ever had the opportunity to enjoy her desserts. Use those generations-old recipes that she's got for cookies, pies, more fresh stuff like that. We'll be expanding into some alcohol, beer cave, that type of thing, but make it more of a one-stop shop. That's the one request that we get. We will have a dairy section where we're going to focus on some local dairy products from the St. Louis and Metro East areas as well. So it's been a trip. We started this last August, I believe it was. The building is essentially their drywalling now. They're moving right along. We're facing some issues right now with getting our fresh meat cases, our produce cases delivered in a timely manner. They just keep getting pushed back like so many other industries are facing with the COVID problems. But it's certainly been a wild ride, and while it's far from over, I'm ready to start heading on the downhill slide here, that's for sure.
Andrew Bagley, he promised he'd let us know as soon as the doors were open on the new Bagley Meat Market, Edwardsville. We'll be there to celebrate. This is the RFD Livestock Report. I'm Rita Frazier.